Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God. We glorify God for Worshipers Wednesday. Thank you, Lord God, for looking on us and allowing us to live and see another day, a day we've never seen before. Thank God for his new mercies that we receive every day. Thank you, Lord God. New mercies for a new leash on life. And we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. This is Amy Deans, and I'm so glad to be back with you on today for Worshipers Wednesday. And what you are about to hear is going to be Minister Jeremy Stanfield singing Complain in Line with the Deans family. And after that, you will hear none other than Pastor Brendan Deans of Antioch MB Church, Mabee, Mississippi, bringing the message at the Salvation Station on Highway 47, which he does every Wednesday night. He brings a word. And following that will be William Murphy and a song called A Sacrifice of Praise. Hallelujah. And anybody that say they don't know what to give God, everybody can give God a sacrificial praise. Thank you, Lord God. Because all you got to do is open up your mouth and just say hallelujah. Open up your mouth and just glorify the Lord. Just open up your mouth and give thanks for all that he has done. Because when we think of the goodness of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, and how he's been good to us and how he's brought us out and how he's brought us through and how he's brought us in, how he took us over, how he brought us under, how he brought us through. Ooh, our soul should just glorify the Lord God without anybody telling us, because God is just that good. Thank you, Lord God. So I hope you tune in and enjoy this, share this with somebody. If you enjoy it, let me know. If you'd like to be a guest, also let me know. I'm going to go into a word of prayer, and the next voice you hear will be Jeremy Stanfield, followed by Brendan Deans. Thank you, guys. Father God, I come right now, Lord, and I just say thank you, Lord God, for another day, another opportunity just to be in your presence, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you for allowing me to feel your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Father God, I thank you right now, Father God, for just being God, for being who you are, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for your sovereign power. Father God, I thank you for your mercy. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for just everything, Lord God, because you've been so good to us, Lord God. Not that we've been so good or that we've been so kind, but Father God, for your grace and for your mercy, Lord God. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for the angels that you allow, Father God, to just protect us, to just be over us, to guard us, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God. Father God, I ask right now, Father God, that you forgive us, Lord God, of things that we've done knowingly and those things that we've done unknowingly, Lord God. Father God, build us up, Father God, on every side, Lord God. Father God, thank you for being our tower, Lord God, our leaning post, Lord God. Father God, thank you for being a listening ear. Father God, thank you, Father God, for being a present help in our time of need. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, thank you, God, for just watching over us, Father God, watching over our children, Lord God. Thank you for letting your blood stay on us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your name, God. Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for looking beyond our faults, God, and still seeing our needs and blessing us in spite of who we are, Lord God. Nobody like you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for my family, Lord God. I thank you for my parents and my sisters and my brothers and my nieces and my nephews, Lord God. I thank you for my husband, Lord God. Father God, thank you for my children, Lord God. Father God, I just ask right now for strength, Father God, for just strength, Lord God, to make it through each day, Father God. Lord God, I just ask right now, Father God, for just peace and harmony, Father God, in your land, Lord God. Father God, I ask right now, Father God, to just go with all the pastors across this nation, Father God, that stand and just preach your word, Lord God. Father God, thank you for all the churches that are still open, Father God, in your name, Lord God. Father God, I ask a special prayer right now, Father God, for my pastor, Lord God, as he goes through with his father, Lord God, and his sisters and brothers, Lord God. Father God, I just ask, Father God, to just give them strength, Father God. Father God, give them strength, Lord God. Father God, just give them peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I just ask that you just send your ministering angels, Lord God, to just be on their shoulder and be in their ears, Lord God. Father God, I just ask that you just surround their angels around his father, Mr. Bodie, Lord God. Father God, you just know what we stand in the need of, Father God, and you're so sovereign, God, and you're so merciful, Lord God, that you just supply our needs, Lord God. Father God, just Just supply their needs right now, Father God. And not only that family, Father God, but so many families that are just standing in the need of prayer right now, Father God. Lord God, I just ask right now, Father God, to just shine down, Father God. Go with Pastor Weber, Lord God, and Pastor Bobby Bowen, Father God, Pastor John Bowen, and Pastor Joe Bowen, Lord God, and Pastor Kevin Chandler, Lord God, Pastor Dave, Lord God. Father God, you are so merciful, Father God. Just have mercy on all these pastors and preachers in this surrounding area, Father God. There is nobody like you, Lord God. Father God, I just ask right now, Father God, just strength for my mother and strength for my father, Lord God. Father God, strength for my Aunt Mary, Lord God. Father God, and we just be careful, Father God, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise because you deserve it, Father God. You are so worthy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And if it be thy will, Father God, hear this prayer, Father God. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Your belt on mine. I'm going to slide over a little bit. Don't get on it. Amen. John chapter 2. It said, in the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, you do it.
Amen.
And there was set there six water pots of stone, and after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece, 20 to 30 gallons of water. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. And when the ruler of the feast, when he had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, and the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said, everybody, come here, because at the beginning we set forth the good wine.
Mm.
And when men have well drunk, then which is worse? But thou hast kept the good wine until now. The beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory as the disciples believed on him.
Yeah, all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Not a long word on tonight, but I simply want to preach about tonight how God was able to bless and make the best out of some mess.
All right.
I simply want to talk about on tonight how God was able to bless some mess and make it the best.
All right.
Hey, man, as I looked at this text on tonight, there are a couple things that I found out. First thing first, I see where it says that Mary was already at the wedding, but the Bible says that they invited Jesus.
All right.
And his disciples.
All right.
I don't know who's I'm talking to on tonight, but if ever there was anything that you needed in your wedding, you need to make sure that you had Jesus.
Yes.
The divorce rate are at an all-time high, and the reason being is because only two were wed, and they did not have that third strand that caused the marriage to not easily be broken.
Right.
If you ever wonder why so much trouble is going on in your home, going on in your life, you might need to see if you gave an invitation to Jesus.
My Lord.
Yeah, because it said Mary was already there, but it said they invited Jesus.
Ah.
America would be so much better if they would just simply invite Jesus.
Come
because
on now.
They said, even on our money, they said, in God we trust.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy. They sent an invitation to God. But they forgot about God's son.
My Lord.
That's messed up. When you invite me over your house, and because you don't have any kids, you tell me Bryson can't come.
My Lord.
I had somebody be able to see this thing.
Come on.
When you begin to invite Jesus, things start working out for the best.
Right. Yes.
Even when you're in the middle of a mess, if you mess around and invite Jesus.
Yes.
You'll find out that he can bless that mess.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
But as I looked at this text on tonight, Jesus blessing and making the best out of a mess, I see something that I never really paid a lot of attention before. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But the Bible says that Jesus performed his first miracle in Cana of Galilee.
All right.
Y'all stay with me.
All right.
Because in Jerusalem, yeah, that is the capital of Israel.
Uh-huh.
That is the capital of the Jews. But Jesus chose to do his first ministry, his first Miracle in the Hood.
All right.
Man, I wish I had somebody.
All right.
Because the Bible tells me that Mary was already there, but it said that Jesus and his disciples had to be invited.
My Lord.
The first lesson that I learned from Jesus on tonight is that you don't have to be seen in order to be a success.
All right.
I wish I had somebody.
All right.
Because we out here and they passing through and they like, what are they doing? What they got going on? But what Jesus simply taught me on tonight,
yes.
He said, you don't have to be seen in order to be successful.
Yes.
Did he not say that whatever you do in secret,
yes.
I will reward thee openly? You don't have to be seen to be successful.
Yes.
See, a lot of us these days, we believe that because when you become famous and people know you and they know who you are, they feel like now they're a success.
My Lord.
Can I validate my posture on tonight?
Come on.
Because there are a whole lot of famous people, but you find out that they're not successful because simply they were already dysfunctional.
Preach, Brandon.
Now we wonder why the movie stars are jumping off the buildings.
Jesus.
When they lose their millions.
My God.
Now we wonder why Robin Williams can give joy to the whole world. He played the genie. He played Miss Doubtfire. He played all of these comical and cute characters. But when it came to his own life, he found out that his own life was dysfunctional. Made all of these movies, helping families to stay together.
My God.
Jumanji and things of that nature. Family movies, just sitting down with your wife and your kids and enjoying a good time. But ain't it always the one who's always entertaining who is never entertained?
My Lord.
Ain't it always the ones who always care for others who will never care for?
Jesus.
Jesus said you don't have to be seen in order to be successful.
My Lord.
I wonder why. Why in the world is it that we would have to come out here to a place where we can't even go Facebook Live?
My Lord.
He said, Lord, have mercy. He said, I'm going to bring some living things into this dead zone. Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
He said, you don't have to go live to be successful. See, because when you begin and you find yourself doing what God told you to do, you're already a success.
All right.
Lord, have mercy. Let me fix the equation because me, by myself, I'm nothing.
Yeah.
But me plus Jesus is everything.
Yes, God.
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
He makes sure that my lights don't go off. He makes sure that my water keep running.
All right.
He makes sure that my refrigerator full. I wish I had somebody. He said, you don't have to be seen in order to be successful.
All right.
Y'all said that ain't in the text. It's in the text. Watch this. It says, as long as you go to the wedding and the wine can continually flow, then it's known to be a successful wedding.
Yeah.
And in other words, as long as the wedding has wine, then the wedding can flow.
All right.
Man, y'all don't miss this thing. As long as the wedding has wine, it's a functioning wedding.
All right.
But when Jesus was met by his mother Mary, she said, Jesus, there's a dysfunction at the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, the wedding is dysfunctional now. So in other words, she said, I know it ain't your time yet, but I need a right now blessing.
Hey,
Lord,
yes,
have mercy. Because when you look at the text, you'll find out that Jesus was simply trying to teach us. I like the message, not only the method of Jesus, but I like the message of Jesus.
All right.
Because when you look at the text, verse number 6, it said, and there was set there 6 water pots of stone. And after the manner of purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. In other words, there were 6 stone water pots.
All right.
They had 25 to 30 gallons in them.
All right.
But Jesus, watch this. It had 25 to 30 gallons already in the water pots.
All right.
But Jesus told them to fill it up.
All right.
Oh, have mercy. I want y'all to see this thing. I'm going to let y'all go home. 6 water pots.
Yeah.
The number 6 means imperfect.
All right.
Oh, have mercy. The number six means imperfect.
All right.
I told you that the equation is me by myself. I'm nothing.
Yeah.
But me plus Jesus, I'm everything. Watch the text. It said there were six water pots. And if you understand that the six water pots simply meant that whatever it was that they were doing with the water pots were imperfect.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, hell mercy. Watch the text. The text says that the pots were for what was for ceremonial cleansing.
All right.
In other words, Jesus was simply trying to get them to notice at the wedding that there wasn't nothing wrong with the pots, but it was something wrong with the water.
All right.
Lord, have mercy.
My Lord.
Whenever you look at the Bible, you'll find out that whenever Jesus found something wrong, he was willing to change it.
Yes. Right.
As a matter of fact, when you look at the chapter before this, it said that Jesus looked at the people that were inside of the church, and he saw them selling things, and he said, my house was supposed to be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus said, if it's wrong, I change it. Who am I talking to on tonight? Who need God to change some stuff in your life?
God.
Who is it that understand that I'm number six? But if I get with Jesus, I'm number seven, and seven means completion.
Yes.
Who need God to complete some stuff in your life?
Yes, God.
Who is it? He said, oh, hell mercy. He said, don't just leave the 25, 30 gallons in the pot, but he said, fill it up.
Yeah.
So many of us are coming to Jesus with half-filled pots.
Jesus.
And you wonder why you're getting a half a blessing.
Jesus.
He said, fill it up.
Yes.
Man, I wish I had somebody.
Yeah.
Glory.
Me and my wife, we called ourselves gonna go on a fast, and we said no social media. And what God was simply saying, if you really want me, don't give me 2 days.
All right.
But if you really want me, because if you want a 2-day blessing, do a 2-day fast. But if you need a 7, Lord, have mercy, because 7 is completion.
Yes.
That means I won't just work on that thing, but I fix that thing.
Yes. Glory.
Tell somebody to fill it up.
Fill it up.
Tell the Lord to fill it up.
Fill it up.
But he said it was nothing wrong with the water pots.
Hmm.
But it was what they were doing with the water pots that were wrong.
My Lord.
Lord, have mercy. He said, in other words, you got water leaking all over your house. But here it is. You want to put a Band-Aid or some masking tape on a leak that you can only fix with a whole nother pipe.
My Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Because when you look at what it means to be a ceremonial cleansing, that means that one day I'm dirty. And when I understand that I'm imperfect, I'm going to wash off what it was that made me imperfect.
Yeah.
But when he said, I ain't nothing wrong with the water, but the only thing that's wrong with the water is that the water is not eternal.
My Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus.
He said the water just simply represents something that can clean you for a little while.
Yeah.
But he said I had to turn that thing that wouldn't last forever, and then I made it into something that would make it last forever.
Yeah.
Because it said he turned water into wine.
Yeah.
And the wine represents his blood.
Yes.
I wish I had somebody.
Yes, God.
Because he said you need to see that the dysfunction that was in your life, the water might wash it away for a little while.
Yeah.
But he said my blood, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood, but the blood of Jesus. I wish I had somebody that said water won't work. Said water won't work. Tell somebody that water won't work.
Hey.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to fix it on my own. Yeah. But when I put his blood, over my situation,
yeah,
it fixed the whole situation.
Yeah.
When I put his blood, over my situation,
yes,
it didn't just patch up my situation, but it shot up my situation. I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight, but you need the blood of Jesus,
yes,
cause he'll take your mess and he'll turn it into your best.
Yes.
How do I know Because the water that he used was some dirty water.
Yeah.
The water that he used was some dirty water.
Oh,
and when I look back over my life and I see myself in the water pot trying to fix myself, trying to fix my situation.
Yeah.
But because of his blood, his blood washes me whiter than snow. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Anybody know the reason that we're not dead? The reason that we're still alive? Because we were covered under the blood. Tell somebody, I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. You know what I like about his blood? It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that give me strength. They give me strength when I feel weak. He give me strength from day to day. What I love about his blood. Never lose his power. Never lose his power. Folk County might cut me off. I wish I had somebody. The Gad people might cut me off. But his blood, never lose his blood. I dare you to plead the blood over your children.
Yes, God.
I dare you to plead the blood over this situation.
Yes.
I dare you to plead the blood.
Yes.
Over yourself, the blood will. Anybody know the blood still works? Anybody know the blood still works? Don't worry about the doctor. You got Dr. Jesus, and he got a prescription. It's his blood.
Hallelujah.
How do I know it was his blood? Because the Bible says, one Friday night, he shed his blood for you and for me. Said he stayed down all night Friday night. Jesus was chilling all that Friday night. Came back on Saturday. Jesus was still chilling. Said he was cold. But said early. One Sunday morning. The blood. The blood.
The blood.
The blood.
Hallelujah.
Got up with all power.
All power.
Because the blood will never lose its power. Anybody know that it was his blood? Anybody know that it was his blood? Anybody know about his blood? bless you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 1 says that the evening first and the night was the first day. A lot of us done went through what we done went through all day long.
All right.
But I need us to realize right now it's morning time. Lord, how much y'all missed it? Somebody's waiting to go to bed tonight and wake up in the morning. But I want you to know that you don't have to wait until the battle is over.
Yes.
But if you go ahead and shout right now.
Yes.
Somebody ought to shout right now.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to shout right now.
Yes.
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 Tell them I got the victory.
Yes.
I got the victory.
Hallelujah.
I'm not waiting for the sun to shine. Because I realized when he hung his head and died, the sun stopped shining.
My Lord.
But the sun kept shining.
Yes.
Lord, help me. Don't wait till the battle is over. Don't wait for the sun to shine. Shout right now.
Yes.
Shout till you get it.
Yes.
Shout till you heal.
Yes.
Shout till you get your breakthrough.
Yes.
Shout till it breaks.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I can feel.
Yes.
And I can hear.
Yes.
Can I act as a prophet on tonight?
Yes.
I can hear.
Yes.
I can hear.
Yes.
The abundance.
Yes.
And the sound of rain.
Yes.
Rain.
Yes.
Just tell God to rain.
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 Rain down.
Yes.
Rain down on me.
Yes, God.
Rain down.
Yes.
Rain down on me.
Yes.
Rain. Rain. Until you flood my house.
Yes.
Rain.
Rain.
Until you flood my community.
Yes.
Rain.
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 Yes.
And when you stop raining down blessings, I want you to R-E-I-G-N.
Yes.
Rain.
Yes.
Rain over the United States.
Yes.
Rain over your universe.
Yes.
Rain over everything.
Yes.
Because you rule. And you reign.
Yes.
Rain, Jesus.
Yes.
Rain, Jesus.
Yes.
Rain on.
Yes.
Rain on, King Jesus.
Yes.
No man cannot hinder me.
Yes.
But when God start blessing her and the devil start stressing her,
yes.
you just keep on pressing her
yes.
because your Father reigns. Yes. Rain!
Hallelujah! Yes! Yes, God!
Yes! Rain down!
Rain!
Rain down!
Rain, Lord!
Rain down!
Yes!
Rain down!
Yes!
Somebody say, right now, Jesus!
Right now, Jesus!
Right now, Jesus!
Right now!
Right now, Jesus.
Right now, Jesus.
Right now, Jesus.
Yes.
Right now, Jesus.
Yes.
Right now, Jesus.
Right now,
I dare you to raise it.
Yes.
And I dare you to praise him.
Yes.
I dare you to raise it.
Yes.
And I dare you to praise him.
Yes.
I dare you to raise it.
Yes.
And I dare you to praise him.
Because
he said, and I.
Yes.
If I.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, Jesus.
Yes, God.
If I be lifted
yes.
from the earth, I draw. Me.
Yes.
Rain, Jesus.
Rain.
Rain, Jesus.
Yes.
Rain, Jesus.
Rain,
rain, Jesus.
Yes.
Rain, Jesus.
Yes.
Rain, Jesus.
Rain, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I need to agree with somebody today.
Uh-huh.
Somebody let me know. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Oh, won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Won't he do it?
Yes.
tried to lie. I tried to lie. I tried to lie.
That your life is a mess right now.
My Lord.
But Jesus wanted us to know on tonight that he can take your mess.
Yes.
Bless it. And turn it into your best.
Yes.
I used to wonder why people used to always say, man, that was a messed up part of my life. But if it had not have been for that mess,
my Lord,
I would have never been able to receive God's best.
My Lord.
I just need somebody to say, Lord.
Lord.
I receive. Your best.
Your best.
On tonight. Not on tomorrow. But I receive. Your best.
Your best.
On tonight. I acknowledge the fact that I only have six water pots. I understand that I'm imperfect.
I'm imperfect, Lord.
But I'm so glad that tonight I'm giving you my invitation.
Yes.
To add to what I have.
Yes, Lord.
Make me complete.
Yes.
Give me your fullness.
Yes.
Of joy.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God bless your hearts on tonight.
Amen.
Stay right there. Yes, sir. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our hearts have felt.
Yes.
And God, we know.
We know.
That better days are coming.
Yes.
And you're going to use.
I wish I had some real folk in the house tonight. Who say, I don't always feel like lifting my hands. I want to teach you a real simple song tonight. My brother, Elder Eugene Brown's going to sing it for us. Simply says,
we offer the sacrifice of praise.
A simple song. Come on, say it.
We offer the sacrifice.
Say it again,
Jim. We offer the sacrifice of praise.
God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Does anyone here have something to
hallelujah.
Celebrate
for?
He's been good. He's been kind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh.
Unrehearsed, unprovoked, spontaneously, come on, without any outside stimulus. We offer we won't forsake our responsibility.